الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one reciting Durood upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni channel, you will remember that in the last episode, we were discussing methods of trying to control what we eat and appreciating that this is a difficult task, we have to plan accordingly. And once you try to go down this road, there are many trials that you will come across because applying a spiritual lock on the stomach is not easy. A lot of the time we try to do this simply for worldly reasons, so either to lose weight or to improve our health. But if we have the right intention of reducing our food so that we gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, if we reduce our food intake so that we can become less lazy and more have more enthusiasm in work of deen and in praying, then alhamdulillah, our strength to do this will increase. Now, making it a habit of this, at the beginning you will feel that maybe you're weak because the food intake that you normally have you've reduced. You may feel uncomfortable, but this is part of the process because over time we have made our stomachs and our body become used to eating and overeating. Because remember in the last episode we learned that the nafs and the shaitan try to make you overeat so that you don't control these desires, and gradually they build in you a desire to basically act upon your impulses and do whatever you want. And as Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said, this is one of the roads that is used by the nafs and the shaitan to take you towards sin. So whenever you start your madni lock of the stomach, plan it carefully. Know that now that you are eating less, the food will be digested quickly. So for a few days, you will feel slightly uncomfortable. But gradually, the blessings of eating less will become obvious. Try and avoid the aromas. Try and avoid the snacks. Have an eating plan. Know what you're going to eat, what time you're going to eat, and how much you're going to eat. In this way, you will gain steadfastness in controlling your desires. You will not simply reach out for food for the sake of eating. And be specially wary of special occasions like Eid, etc. Because often, brothers say, on Eid and other Islamic events, or on invitations for a meal at somebody's home, that, well, it was an opportunity, so I thought I'd eat more. But the difficulty with this becomes that gradually you are breaking your habit. The longer you stay in this madni mindset of eating less for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and all the other benefits that we've discussed, the stronger you become. Always remember the beautiful hadith in Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best worship is the one in which there is more hardship. So eating less and controlling one's appetite isn't easy. So there are not only health benefits of eating less, but the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And once we make the right intentions, so that we are eating less because we want the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are eating less because we want the agreement and the rizā of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to act upon the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we also look at the worldly benefits of being less lazy, being more active, avoiding things like cholesterol and all sorts of diseases which later on in life are likely to lead to problems and are likely to keep us away from namaz with jama'at, salah with jama'at in the masjid because we are not well, or are likely to completely lead us to completely missing our salah just because we are very ill, and that illness has been caused by our ignorance and heedlessness early on. It is possible to succeed quite easily if one has the right determination. A few days, plan it carefully. So say, for the next 3 days, I'm going to reduce the amount of meat I'm going to eat. I'm going to reduce the amount of snacks, and do it very slowly. Gradually train yourself. Give yourself a timeline. Amir al-Sumud Damad Barakatul Aliyah, in The Excellence of Hunger, notes that he says, if you make the intention that for the next 7 days, by nisbat, by the blessings of the seven letters of Bismillah, I'm going to control what I eat. Then once you overcome the 7 days, then say for the next 12 days, by the nisbat of the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, I'm going to control what I eat for the next 12 days. And then you can go on like this in the month of Sha'ban, even in the month of Ramadan at the time of iftar, you can then learn to control yourself. And gradually, if you can maintain this steadfastness and keep it up for 40 days, then Sayyidina Wahab states, if a person makes a habit of doing something for 40 days, Allah Almighty makes that habit a part of his nature. So if you want to do something regularly and it's a good habit you want to get into, try and maintain it for 40 days. And here Amir al-Sunnah Bang Barakatul Aliyah writes that this practice of eating, if you want it for the rest of your life and you want to gain both the spiritual and the worldly benefits of it, try and keep it up for 40 days. And after 40 days, by the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will gain steadfastness. Another beautiful madni pearl that Amir al-Sunnah Bang Barakatul Aliyah gives us is to pray 2 rakat nafil salah during the day with the intention of Salatul Hajjat, and make dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you steadfastness in the spiritual lock of your stomach, in controlling what you eat, and keeps you away from greed of food. If we study Faizan al-Sunnat, an amazing book written by Amir al-Sunnat Damad Barakatul Aliyah, that has a chapter called The Excellence of Hunger. And if we read that regularly, every month, we will gain the desire to control what we eat. Our enthusiasm and our willpower and our determination will increase. And this excellent book will help us control our habit. Then, for those who like reading, today we have a habit of reading useless material. Why don't we read things like Ihya al-Ulum by Imam Ghazali? Because in the 3rd volume of that, he goes through a number of difficulties that people face as a result of filling their stomach. And then he gives you cures and benefits and tactics to try and achieve the spiritual lock of the stomach. This becomes very beneficial. Try and dominate your mind with the thought that I will eat less. Try and read material. Try and gain the enthusiasm. Try and be more punctual in your salah. Try and be more active. And then look at the benefits that you are gaining gradually of reducing your food intake. This will become very beneficial and help in your determination and your passion to place a madni guard on your stomach. And the initial few days in anything are always difficult. But if you can get over those, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you will reap the rewards. It is not easy, but Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Nashrah, verse 5 and 6, so without doubt there is ease with hardship. Without doubt there is ease in hardship. So if you go through these difficulties, alhamdulillah, you will gain these great blessings. And another way to remain steadfast with your spiritual lock of the stomach is to gain a madni mindset. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If our family are in the Madani environment, if Madani channel is played in our home and we are constantly listening to the benefits of the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Quran and the Hadith, then this helps to make us stronger. The determination becomes stronger and we try to act upon whatever we hear. Some people, when they read things, it simply passes over their heads. They don't realize or they don't appreciate it. But if we change our environment, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we come into the beautiful mahal, the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. We attend the weekly ijtimas. We attend the Madrasat al-Balighan to learn the Quran and learn the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we attend the Madani kaflas every month. Then gradually over time, these will all give us the strength and the determination to place a Madani guard on our stomach. For such people who do not benefit from this, the great scholars write that the person whose stomach is full, if he is advised, his mind refuses to accept it. Just think that with a full stomach, we are in danger of being heedless to good advice. But by applying a spiritual lock on our stomach, we are restricting the way of the shaitan and the nafs. The shaitan and the nafs will try and tempt you during your period of trying to control your eating with new tastes, new flavors, new recipes, extravagant cuisine, new takeaways, etc. But remember that munching on these foods will only cause you illness and frequent visits to the lavatory. You will become overweight. You will waste a lot of money on the food which is bought from the takeaway, which has very little blessings or no blessings in it. And you will spend lots of money on illnesses, medication, doctor's fees. It's unwise, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, live to eat. Our lives are revolving around food. Instead, our Madani mindset should be that eating is something we need as an essential thing to live, survive and do our tasks. So no matter how tasteful or how luxurious it is, it's just those few moments it's on the tongue. And then the food does its work. It provides the energy. And if it's pure and good food in a controlled amount, then it will give you a healthy life. For the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the example that Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us of tying stones to the blessed stomach, we should try and control our hunger. We should eat less. We should sleep less. And through acting upon sunnah, we should speak less. For the sake of the hunger of the companions and the awliya, we should be graceful in hunger with the Madani spiritual lock of our stomachs. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Madani channel, there's a beautiful set of couplets that have been written to remind us of the reality of this world. And I wanted to share those with you. The world is not a place to enjoy. It is not a thing we can rely on. All its beauty will diminish one day. All its stability will perish one day. Good deeds are the treasure of the world. They will surely lead to the pleasure of Allah. The love of the world is the root of all evils. Sins in the name of enjoyment is subservice to the shaitan. Life is melting like a piece of ice. Certain is burial with grief and cries. Even the kings living in the royal palaces arrogantly are now withering in their shattered graves miserably. The aim of life is not to earn immense pleasure and profit, but to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and follow His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Precious and priceless diamonds are the moments of our life, which would never be regained if they are lost. Successful is the one who looks for the hereafter and strives, living in the world, waiting for death to arrive. Subhanallah. Amir al-Sunnah Damad Barakatim al-Aliyah beautifully encapsulates these words that personify the essence of this series of lectures. What we do is we change our focus. Our focus in life should be the pleasure of Allah. Life is very fleeting. Life is over quickly. Very soon we will be lowered into dark and lonely graves. There, the pleasures of the world will not help us whatsoever. The only thing that will help us is the pleasure of Allah and adherence to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that is what we should work towards. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many, many blessings, alhamdulillah, of travelling in the Madni kaflas of Dawat Islami. Not only do we help in the propagation of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we improve ourselves. Our mission is, and the mission given to us by Amir al-Sunnah Damul Barakatum al-Aliyah, is to rectify ourselves and the people of the whole world, to reform ourselves and the people of the whole world. And we do this by travelling in the Madni kaflas and filling in our Madni namat card. Now, I tell you a beautiful story of a Madni kafla that travelled from Bab al-Madina Karachi to Punjab in order to learn and spread the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say that we arrived in the town of Suhwa and discovered that there was a masjid there which was closed. When we got the key and opened the masjid, we noticed that everything was full of dust, and it was obvious that the masjid had been closed for a long time. We cleaned the masjid and we visited the people of the local town, calling them to righteousness and pleading with them to come to the masjid. Regretfully, nobody came to the masjid, and we thought it was probably due to our lack of sincerity. We then did not give up hope. We trusted in Allah Azza wa Jal and went to a nearby playground. We saw that young men were busy playing. We invited them towards good and asked them to accompany us to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, some of them decided to offer salah. They came to the masjid and listened to the sunnah they inspired beyond. At our request, they made the intention to come to the masjid regularly. Looking at this, a 70-year-old local man, he said that I had been advising people to come to the masjid, but they would turn a deaf ear. But now, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, by the blessings of the 12-day Madni Kafla of Dawat Islami, people have turned to the masjid. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, when we travel in the Madni Kaflas, not only do we improve our own life and our spirituality and our physical presence, but Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we also help those who have strayed away from the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the essence of our life. A beautiful hadith in Barakah, Sayyidina Anas narrated that Sayyidina Abu Talha once came home and said to Sayyidina Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala, I heard that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was indicating in a low voice that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hungry. Do you have anything to eat? She replied that we only have a few pieces of barley bread. She wrapped them up and gave them to Hazrat Anas and put on the clothing and covered it with a scarf. She sent me to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I reached the masjid, I saw that the beautiful Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with a large group of people. I stood over there, and upon seeing me, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revealing the knowledge of the unseen, said, did Abu Talha send you? I replied, yes. Yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for food? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further asked, and I replied, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked the companions to accompany him, and we began to walk. I was ahead of them. I reached the house of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu and explained the situation. Abu Talha said to Sulaim that the Sultan of Medina is coming towards our house with many people. We do not have enough food to serve them. But she, radiallahu anha, replied that Allah Azza wa Jal and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know better. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu anha then went out and brought Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the house. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sulaim radiallahu anha, bring whatever you have. She presented the same pieces of bread. On the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the bread was broken up into pieces, and Sayyidina Sulaim poured some butter onto the bread to use as gravy. Then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and blew onto the bread. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, let 10 of them enter. And this way, 10 companions would enter, eat till their stomach's full, leave, and then 10 more would enter, And they say that there were about 70 or 80 companions. According to one narration of the Hadith of Mubarakah, 10 would enter, 10 would exit, and none of them remained hungry. They ate till they were full. Then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally gathered the food together, and then the people of the household ate, and they ate to their full. And then in one narration, it is even said that the food still remained and was distributed to the neighbors. Subhanallah. The blessings and the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are amazing. But my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, there is a lot to learn from this. Look at how these Sahaba Ikram spent their lives in the servitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how they dealt with hunger, and how they were blessed in the court of the best of creation. 80 people to eat from a few pieces of bread. This was the amazing status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal bestows and I distribute. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Abdullah Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once sent us to jihad against the Quraysh. There were about 300 of us, and the commander was Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala. We were given a small sack of dates as our provision for the journey. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah used to give everybody one date a day. And they used to take it into their mouth, and they used to drink water and suck on the date, and this was their entire food. It was sufficient for the day and night. And when they felt hungry, they would take tree leaves, soak them in water, and then eat these. Whilst passing through a shore, they say that they saw a huge fish. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu said, this is dead, so we cannot eat it. But added, now we have been sent by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are travelling in the path of Allah, and you are suffering from severe hunger, therefore you may eat this. He gave permission. We survived on this fish for a month. It was so huge that we ate to our heart's content whenever we needed to. We even saved some for later. It was a massive fish. Then, when we arrived back in the holy city of Madinatul Munawwara, we came to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we mentioned this incident. Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that was sustenance that Allah azza wa jal created for you. Do you have some of the meat? If you have, give it to me for eating. We sent a piece to Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam consumed it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, look at those and the blessings that they gain. Those who persevere and put up with hunger for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal sends special sustenance towards them. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. These amazing companions, their enthusiasm and their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may our lives be sacrificed for them, and may we be forgiven for their sake. These were amazing people whose entire life evolved around the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They controlled their desires and they stuck to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, today we are very easily swayed away. The smell of delicious food, and suddenly the spiritual lock of our stomach, the madni lock, disappears. Today, the very sight of food, even when we're not hungry, makes us feel as if we are powerless. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the more we learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the more the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases in our mind, Alhamdulillah, the stronger that we become. And the more we tread upon this path, the scholars of deen write, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla descends upon us. So just by simply eating less and controlling what we eat, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah Azza wa Jalla showers us with His mercy. If you encounter some hunger or some difficulty while trying to apply the Madni lock, be rest assured that for every moment of your pain, if the intention is right, then you are gaining great reward. And Alhamdulillah, in this way, we can become stronger over time, and our life, our grave, and our hereafter will all improve. As far as health is concerned, let me share with you a beautiful story. Today, because of overeating, we cause all sorts of health problems. And a Islamic brother from Babylon within a Karachi says that I had heart disease, and I was told by the doctors that I had two arteries of the heart that were blocked, and they suggested treatment for this. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by the individual efforts of the Islamic Brothers of Dawat Islami, I decided to travel on a sunnah inspiring Madani Kafla of Dawat Islami. And during the Kafla, I made dua that Allah Azza wa Jal cure me. When I returned from the Madani Kafla and I had further tests done, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, to my astonishment and the amazement of the doctors, I was told that your two arteries were blocked, but now they have opened. How did this happen? He replied that this lethal heart disease had been cured by the blessings of traveling in the way of Allah and learning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beautiful Madni Kaflas of Dawat Islami. To gain mercy of Allah, we should travel in the Madni Kaflas. To learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should travel in the beautiful Madni Kaflas. If you have heart problems, or you have desires that are uncontrolled, or you're frightened, travel in the Madni Kaflas. Alhamdulillah, by the blessings of the Madni Kafla, you will be cured. My dear Islamic brothers, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam narrates that we once saw the shaitan with his many traps that he had for people, and he asked him about them. The shaitan replied that one of my traps is the desires that people have. I trap them in their desires and I take them down this road. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam asked, "Do you have any traps for me?" Shaitan replied, "No, however, one night you ate food till you were full, so I made it difficult for you to perform your salah that night." Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam said, "By Allah azza wa jal, I will never eat food to a full stomach in the future." The shaitan responded, "I will no longer tell anyone such useful things." Allah, Allah, Allah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandin channel, once in their blessed life, Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam eats to a full stomach, which is not a sin, yet he has difficulty performing his salah. Today, we overeat every single meal. Eating to a full stomach is no longer the case. Then people ask, why do I not have the sincerity and the humbleness in salah? Why do I not cry during my salah? Why do I not feel spiritual enlightenment during my salah? And one of the reasons, my dear Islamic brothers, is that when the stomach is full, you are not blessed with such things. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi stated, this is the state of such noble personalities like Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, who ate food to a full stomach just once in their whole life. What will the condition be of a person who just very seldomly remains hungry and always overeats? Can such a person hope to have the pleasure of worship? Can he attain khushu or khuzu, the humbleness and sincerity in worship, when he's eating to a full stomach to the extent that his body becomes heavy, he feels sleepy, his body parts become lazy, he cannot carry out the work that he has to do, he doesn't have the enthusiasm or the passion or the effort to do things, he lies around like a dead body? This is what the reality of food is. It is rightly said that the one who overeats is placing himself into chains. He is almost chained down. Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullah alayhi stated, "I feel the most pleasure in worship when my back touches my stomach due to a hunger." And yet, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, our condition is the opposite. We crave for food and then we expect that we will be punctual in our salah. We will be able to do all the worships of Allah Azza wa Jal that our mind says are good. But then when we miss it, we don't know why we are missing it. One of the main reasons is that unfortunately our habits of overeating make us lazy. They make us so lazy that the masajid these days are empty. When you go to Fajr Salah with Jama'at, you realize that there are people living very close to the masjid, yet they are either not praying at all, na'uzubillah, or that they are praying at home when the jama'at was very important for them. Today, people are ignoring the blessings of reading namaz with jama'at. Today, people are away from the masajid and they are not gaining the blessings and the barakat and the mercies of Allah that are attached to the mosque and the masjid. Today, jama'at isn't important, yet the blessings were so amazing and leaving them was so dangerous that it is written that if one misses a jama'at in the masjid without Sharia permission, there is a danger of losing your iman, your faith at the time of death. Yet today, by sheer laziness, today we miss out this. Ala Hazrat Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman says that if somebody kept waiting at home for iqamat after he had heard the azan of the masjid, he would be a sinner. This is how serious this matter is. And yet today, the very least, we seem to be attending masjid only on a Friday, and yet we pass by it every day. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, when we look for steadfastness in the way of deen and the way of Allah, and when we look for the pleasure of Allah and the rida of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we try to please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should be looking at acting upon the deen and attaching ourselves to the masajid. This act of attaching ourselves to the masajid and to madani environments will make us stronger. The more we pray with jama'at, the stronger we become. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with performing salah in the masjid, in the first row of jama'at, with takbir ula. Ameen. Ya Allah, bless us with this great gift of yours, and let us make our masajid a place of worship that are full at the time of salah. An Islamic brother recently came back from Turkey and he said, I was in a specific area in Turkey and we went to the masjid for Fajr Salah, and to my amazement it was full like Jummah. And they said that this is how the people in this area work. They, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all come to the masjid to pray every day. How amazing would it be, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if our, in our local masjid at the time of Fajr, it was hustling and bustling with people doing wuzu and praying their sunnats and waiting for jama'at. But unfortunately, because of our habits, we are too lazy to get up for Fajr Salah. Our masajid are empty. You get in most masajid some elderly people who take the time to come to the masjid and they pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's because of these fortunate ones that our masjids aren't locked up. And we, at the very best, and we pray at home, and at the very worst, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us, we stay asleep. We're at the gym the night before, bench pressing and lifting weights, but yet at the time of Fajr, the shaitan chains us up and our quilts and our coverings become so heavy that we cannot lift them and get out of bed. My dear Islamic brothers, one of the root causes is overeating, oversleeping and overtalking. If we could control our eating habits, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we would gain the strength and the enthusiasm and the passion to pray our salah with jama'at in the first row in the masajid. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us all with this great gift. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.